cyber criminals. We find out from system analyst Vian Smit, who conducted a study for Stellenbosch University. Welcome, Vian.
Good morning. Welcome.
Which five personality types did you focus on?
So I essentially conducted my study using the five-factor model, and the five-factor model includes personality types: extroversion, openness, conscientiousness, agreeableness, and also inheritism.
How many people did you survey?
My survey, I roughly had 700 responses.
And what did your study show?
Well, essentially my study, I wanted to study which personality types were more susceptible to social engineering attacks. And at the end of the study, my results showed that the agreeableness had the highest social engineering susceptibility level, and neuroticism and openness had the lowest social engineering susceptibility level associated.
So what character traits of people with agreeable personalities would make them easier targets for social engineering tactics?
When it comes to agreeable personality types, these are typically people that care more about the quality of relationship that they have with people. They are also compassionate and cooperative towards other people rather than being suspicious and antagonistic. And I think it's these character traits that make them more susceptible to social engineering attacks. And when social engineers exploit these type of attacks, it's typically these characteristics of the agreeable type that gets exploited and cause them to be a victim of a cyber attack.
What about extroverts?
Well, it was kind of fascinating for me that my results showed that extroverts had the second highest social engineering susceptibility. And it was kind of interesting for me to see this, because when you think of extroverts, according to the five-factor model, these individuals, they seek social company, they are kind of outgoing, and they exhibit social confidence in social settings. So you would kind of expect them to also have a high social engineering susceptibility, but it was interesting for me to see that they had the second highest social engineering susceptibility and not necessarily the highest social engineering susceptibility. But research also shows that extroverts are typically people that would be more inclined to engage on social networks and things like that.
Okay. I just want to go back to neurotics. Could you just recap for us why they have the lowest susceptibility to cyber criminals and their tactics?
Yes, definitely. I think it's mainly because the neurotic individuals, they are people that have a low self-esteem. They exhibit high levels of anxiety. They are kind of more, I want to say, people that are generally more down in a way, people that have low levels of joy, low levels of excitement. I think it's more individuals that are more inclined to pull back in certain scenarios rather than to express themselves fully. So they won't engage that much on social networks. They won't engage that much when they've received maybe a text message that might be a phishing attack or maybe a phishing email. They are more inclined to withdraw rather than to express themselves fully. And I think it's this character trait that also protects them from social engineering attacks.
So how can organizations use your findings to enhance their cybersecurity measures?
Yes, I definitely think that my results can benefit a lot of organizations in a way that they can use it to kind of determine which employees are more susceptible to social engineering attacks. And most organizations these days, or big organizations that deal with a lot of data and information, they have their cybersecurity policies. And I think it's definitely something that they can maybe consider integrating. What would be the cybersecurity policy for different personality types? If we know there's a certain individual that might pose a bigger risk for information loss or information breaches, then I think it would be smart to have a stricter cybersecurity policy applied to such individuals, whereas individuals that might have a lower social engineering susceptibility level can have a lower or a less strict cybersecurity policy applied to them at work.
And what about individuals? How can they use your findings to better protect themselves from cyber criminals?
I think my findings, it's really nice for the everyday individual, I want to say as well, because it kind of, it's not just applicable to employees that work at a company, but it's also applicable to individuals that are maybe a stay-at-home mom that's on their phone when they have a short break, or maybe on social media or things like that. And individuals can really use these results to kind of realize which personality type they fall under, but also at the end, see their social engineering susceptibility level and be aware that they are maybe more at risk or less at risk when it comes to these cyber attacks.
Okay, so everybody needs to become more aware how their own psychological makeup can make them prey to cyber criminals. That's essentially what you are encouraging.
Yes, that is essentially what I'm encouraging. And I think people should also be aware that these cyber criminals are extremely clever. I think they really know the psychological way that humans are created and the psychological needs that we as humans have. And that's why these cyber attacks are so effective, because they really trigger those human psychological needs that we have as humans, whether we want to agree with it or not. We all have them. It's something that we all have in common. And cyber criminals, social engineering criminals, they really target these type of needs that we have as humans. So it's very difficult to kind of dodge these attacks, because in a way, we all fall in the criteria of the individuals that they target.
Quite. Any last words of advice from you, Vion?
I think it's just these cyber attacks, they are so common these days. I mean, I think we can all agree that we've all received a message on our phone or an email in our inbox where we could hopefully we could realize that, hey, that was a social engineering attack, and hopefully we haven't clicked on it. I think for me personally, the other day I ordered something online, and then a few days later I got a SMS message saying that I need to change my location because the parcel has been delivered to the warehouse. And immediately I was a bit skeptical, because I realized that why would this company do that? This is a very popular company. It's a big name. They wouldn't send me a personal message on my phone. They would probably email me, and I would be able to verify that it's the company's email, and there would maybe be a logo of the company in the email. And immediately I was very skeptical of the SMS, and I just realized that these social engineering attacks, they are extremely common these days. And if you are not awake, if you are not aware, you can really lose a lot of money or your personal information. And yes, I think it just becomes a very messy and tragic story there.
Indeed. Thank you. That was system analyst Vion Smit speaking to BizNews about the personality types that are most likely to be scammed by cyber criminals. Thank you, Vion. I am Christine.
Thank you very much.